We've had
the same agent for a long time. Way back to, you know, when we were teenagers, doing USA stuff, and went to a couple camps in Minnesota together too. So, go pretty far back with he and his brother John. So, know him pretty well.
What'd you think of the news that he did a part of
Cub? You know, incredibly excited. When I first caught wind of it, it was, you know, a possibility, and even just the possibility was really exciting. I think what he brings to our team is, something that is going to be really helpful for us. Can plug in a number of holes. Awesome face-off guy. He's put up numbers his entire career. Outstanding guy in the room. Really great addition to our room.
When did you know this deal was coming together?
Before you knew, I can tell you that. I don't want to get too far into that, but like I said, you know, when I first heard that it was a possibility, was really excited. You know, just at the possibility of it. Like I said, known him for a while, but just the type of guy he is, type of player he is something that. You know, obviously his name wasn't even out there, and so I was surprised to hear it, but my fingers were crossed.
Like, would you have had a conversation with him at all in the last 12, 24 hours?
Yeah, I talked to him briefly last night. I didn't want to bother him too much. It was probably a whirlwind for him, you know, when he first caught wind of it. He's been on a team that has been contending for a few years, very much in the mix all year this year, and to have to kind of change gears on the fly is a lot for a player to have to go through. So he had to go through that process himself. Any questions he had, obviously I was more than happy to answer. Obviously I was excited about the prospect and wanted him to know that we were excited about the possibility, and from there, the rest was up to him.
With a full no trade clause, would it be fair to say that you maybe assisted in helping to get him to waive it?
I don't think so. And anything Chevy or Paul says, it'll be flattering. This all came from him. I think the opportunity to contend was more attractive than anything I was going to say. So, like I said, as a friend, I was more than happy to answer any questions, tell him that we were excited about the possibility. But I wasn't going to sway him one way or the other. It was just to let him know that, I was there for a sounding board if he needed anything.
Like, you had the comment about the pump the brakes the other day or a couple of weeks ago. But, I mean, does this show players that management feels like this club is there and that they're all in?
All in is, I think we've been all in all year. You know what I mean? Even some of our comments in training camp, I think you could see the veteran guys were ready to take the step. And our young guys were ready as well, so this team has been ready to take that step all year. So as players, you want to play for organizations that when the time's right, they care about winning. And, even the year we made the playoffs, we made some additions to try to help us get over the hump, and we made the playoffs. But, you want to just be given that opportunity. There's nothing set in stone, but you have an opportunity, and that's what's exciting.
I know you were comfortable, and this team was comfortable, had Chevy stood pat and not made any moves. But over the past few days, seeing a lot of the other big dogs in the NHL make their moves, was there a party that was longing for a move like this to be made?
Well, it wasn't gonna ruin my season if it didn't happen. For me, just seeing the appetite for it was enough for me. Like I said, I think we love our group. We love our room. The depth we have here has really been what's given us success all year. Guys have been injured. Guys have stepped up. So we were confident and comfortable going forward with that. From management's perspective, to see them have an appetite to try to add some depth, add shore up some areas that maybe we can improve on. As players, that's all you can ask for. At the end of the day, whether it fits or not, that's not up to us.
What message does that send, making this move?
Oh, I think that they believe in our group. You know, I think it just reinforces the fact that, you know, and I think Chevy said it all along, even the years that we weren't in the playoffs, that when the time was right, you know, we would make, you know, the moves necessary to try to get us over the hump. And so that's what this is. You know, our young players, the players that have been developed here that they have drafted, and the veteran guys, the core guys that have been here for a while, were able to get us to this point. And, you know, then it's their job to try to see if they can supplement it however they can. He's a man of his word, and so that's exciting.
How valuable is Stastny's playoff experience to this team?
Playoff experience and just obviously, you know, his background comes from a pretty strong hockey background, and just so knowledgeable about the game. You know, his dad, you know, is as smart a hockey guy as there is out there. I've had the opportunity to sit in a couple of those conversations, and it's pretty awesome. So he's just a guy that has been around the rink his whole life, has been through a ton in his NHL career, played a ton of games, played in big games. Just another guy to come in and bring confidence and some leadership to our group.
Did you give him any suggestions on the new number?
I offered it. You know, be a lot of pressure, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I threw that in there as a joke, but, you know, if he wants it, he can have it.
Did we see you played with him during the lockout? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I played with him in Munich during the lockout, so that was fun.
So what are the keys he brings? Is it playmaking? Is that the key to him, or more than that?
Well, I think a lot of it's a lot of little things, you know. Great faceoff guy. Great defensively. You know, he's put up big numbers in his career. He's probably more of a pass first guy, but can score goals. You know, just a guy that is a really special player, you know. So getting to play with him firsthand during the lockout, you know, kind of opens your eyes a little bit about just how great he is. And obviously playing in that league, we had some fun.
The fit in and character part, obviously, I don't think that's an issue.
No brainer, yeah. I that's almost maybe the as exciting as as what he brings to our team on the ice is just that leadership in the room. Just another confident veteran guy to, you know, maybe settle things down a little bit when we need to settle him down. You know, he's been through a ton of battles, been through a ton in this league. You know, you can never have enough of those guys, but he's a pretty special guy in the room.
Wait, he called you when he caught wind of it?
Does it matter?
Just curious. Yeah.
I reached out to him. You know, like I said, yesterday was a pretty emotional day for him, a busy day for him. So, you know, just let him know that whenever he had a chance, if he wanted to chat, you know.
How important was it for you that Chevy protected the integrity, the character of this room? Because you've been the staunchest defender of that from day one here. How important was that for you?
Well, I think the goal, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think, you know, we wanted to keep the foundation of what we've built in here intact. If we could add something, you know, whether it be through picks or prospects, and then that, I think that was something we were open to. But we love our group. We love our room. It's a group that's gone through some of the hard times together, and we've really kind of been built from the ground up in that sense. So protecting the integrity of that, I think, was really important, you know, because as much as, you know, if you can add somebody at the deadline, but if you lose somebody that's, you know, really important in your room, you never know if that's going to end up hurting you in the long run. So it was great that we were able to add without, you know, losing some important to our group.
Chips were the finalist for his services as a free agent too. I mean, you think it was probably an easier sell in that regard? He was already interested 3 years ago, and
maybe I think at the end of the day, just the chance of winning is what players look for this time of year. You know,
2 years ago he was a game away,
right?
And they lost.
So that's what they look for. You know, even for myself, if I was in that position, you want to have an opportunity, and your career is only so long. You only get so many cracks at it. So, you know, to have an opportunity is sometimes hard to pass down.
Just one other one. When you bring a player like him in, last three games you guys have played so well against some good teams. Nashville's the top team. Does this add to even more excitement for this Predator game tomorrow?
Well, this isn't going to define our season by any means. And, you know, I don't even know if he's going to be in the lineup or not tomorrow. But If he is, we need to allow him time to adjust. He's going to be playing with guys he's never played before for the most part, system he's never played before, coaches he's never played with before. So it's going to be, an adjustment for him. Our job is to do as much as we can around him so that he feels comfortable, confident as soon as possible.